It's story time. Shh, listen. What's going on? It must be those monkeys who jump on the bed. Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mummy called the doctor and the doctor said, "No more monkeys jumping on the bed." Four little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mummy called the doctor and the doctor said, "No more monkeys jumping on the bed." Three little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mummy called the doctor and the doctor said, "No more monkeys jumping on the bed." Two little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mummy called the doctor and the doctor said, "No more monkeys jumping on the bed." One little monkey jumping on the bed. He fell off and bumped his head. Mummy called the doctor and the doctor said, "No more monkeys jumping on the bed." Then there were no more monkeys jumping on the bed. But here's the story of the little red monkey. Once in the jungle there lived a little red monkey who was always playing tricks. La 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 la, la 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 la, what shall I do today, I wonder? One day the little red monkey went to see the hippopotamus. The hippo was wallowing in the mud at the time, but when he came up out of the mud, the little red monkey got out his tin of pink paint and painted pink spots all over the hippo's back. When the hippo noticed, he roared, "Who painted these spots on my back?" And who was it? The little red monkey. Another day, the little red monkey went to see the parrot. First he took hold of the parrot's long tail of coloured feathers, then he pulled it, yank! The parrot squawked, "Squawk, squawk, squawk, who's pulling my tail?" And who was it? The little red monkey. La 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 la, la 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 la, what shall I do today, I wonder? Another day, the little red monkey went to visit the birds in their nest. When the birds flew off to find some food, he put sharp prickly thorns in their nest. "Ouch!" said the birds when they came back. "Who put those sharp prickly thorns in our nest?" And who was it? The little red monkey. La 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 la, la 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 la, what shall I do today, I wonder? The next day, the little red monkey went to see the little animals and woke them up with his drums when they were taking their afternoon sleep. The little animals were very upset. "Who's making all that racket? Who's waking us up from our afternoon sleep?" And who was it? The little red monkey. And that was not the last of his tricks. La 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 la, la 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 la, what shall I do today, I wonder? He went to see the elephant and took hold of his trunk and tied it in a knot. Then the elephant could hardly speak.
"Who dyed my trunk in a dot?"
Finally, the animals got so fed up they decided to teach the little red monkey a lesson. They called a meeting of all the animals and asked the elephant what they should do. The first thing the elephant said was this,
"Please somebody untie the dot in my trunk."
When they'd done that, the elephant was able to think.
"What do little red monkeys like to eat?"
he asked. "Bananas," the animals replied. The elephant came up with a plan. He suggested they dig a hole in the jungle and fill it with bananas. When the little red monkey came along, he'd start eating the bananas, and as he threw away the banana skins, he would sink down into the hole. Then they would have him trapped in one place, and they could tell him why they were angry. That's what the animals did. They dug a hole, filled it with bananas, and waited.
La 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 la, la 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 la, what shall I do today, I wonder?
When the little red monkey came along, he started eating the bananas, and by the time he'd finished, he'd sunk down to the bottom of the hole. When he realised where he was, the little red monkey was frightened.
Get me out! He shouted.
The animals came and looked down the hole. They reminded the little red monkey of all the tricks he'd played.
Do you remember what you painted on my back? Said the hippo. Painted pink spots, that's what.
Do you remember what you did to my tail? Asked the parrot. You pulled it.
Do you remember what you put in our nest? Said the birds. Sharp, prickly thorns.
Do you remember what you did with your drums? Said the little animals. You woke us up.
Do you remember what you did to my trunk? Said the elephant. Tied it in a knot.
But I'll be good now, said the little red monkey. Please get me out of the hole.
The animals thought about it. They decided they'd give the little red monkey one more chance. Maybe he'd learned his lesson. So they agreed to get him out of the hole. But how? How were they going to do it? In the end, they decided. The elephant put his trunk down into the hole. The little red monkey took hold of the end of it, and the elephant lifted him out. The little red monkey was very happy. And after that, he did all kinds of good things to make up for the unkind tricks he'd played. He scrubbed the paint off the hippo's back. He smoothed the parrot's tail. He put nice soft stuff in the bird's nest. He sang the little animals to sleep. He fetched fresh green leaves for the elephant's breakfast. Everyone was happy. And nowadays, if you go to visit the jungle, you'll probably hear the little red monkey. He's still singing his song.
La 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 la, la 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 la, what shall I do today, I wonder?
But now he's thinking of all kinds of good and helpful things to do. Snip, snap, snout, my story's told out. And that's the end of it.